Y'all didn't expect for me to come up here today. As y'all know, Pastor's on vacation with his family. I'm going to be talking about the three cries in the Bible. I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 14, verse 23. Three cries in the Bible. Throughout the Bible, we hear many voices crying out, some cries of joy, some cries of sorrow, and some cries of warning. Tonight, we are going to be looking at three different cries that every Christian ought to hear. The question is, are we listening? Are we listening to these cries from the Word of God? The first cry, if you're writing some notes, is a cry from above. The cry says, come unto me. And the cry from above says, come and be saved. Find forgiveness. Find peace. Find rest. While there is still time, come. And God has to be able to save us first before we can reach others. God wants us to come. Some of us are holding onto bitterness. Some of us are holding onto unforgiveness. We're holding onto all these things. We can take it to the Father. God saying, here, I'm here. All you have to do is come. I'm here to help you throughout these trials. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, I'm not want to focus on that part, but the other call God gives is go out and tell them. In Luke chapter 14, verse 23, it says, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. He says, go. This is what God says. Go into the highways and hedges. The highways are the common places, the city. And then he said hedges. Those are like up on the mountains where nobody goes. We got to go everywhere. He says, go and compel them to come in. And the cry comes from heaven. God desires his house to be filled. The Lord is not willing that people perish. He has a commission his people to go out and invite others to come to Christ. Notice the command. He said, go out. Then he says, seek them, invite them, and to compel them. The highways and the hedges to get everybody. The cry says, tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your coworkers, tell everyone you can, so they may come to heaven and not go to the awful place called hell. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Every soul matters to God. When God died, sent his son to pay for the sins on the cross, he was paying for everybody's sin. Not everybody's going to accept that, but everybody should know about that and have the chance to know about their eternity. And the cry from above says, go get them. The second cry, this cry is not from above, but from afar. From a far country where they've never heard anything. They never heard the truth. I went over to India and there's a young man named Toto. Never heard the truth. If y'all heard this story, we were up on the roof and we just started talking about God. He said, the great God created everything. And when he found out the truth from the Word of God, he got saved. But you have to have the Word of God. You have to have the preacher. Mark 16:15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This cry comes from a distant land. Across the world are millions who have never heard a clear presentation of the gospel. There are cryings without even realizing it. They need someone to tell them. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 and 14, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But I want you to notice this next verse. There's three questions he points out. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? So they can't call on someone they haven't believed. And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? They cannot call because they haven't believed, and they can't believe because they haven't heard. The last thing is, and how shall they hear without a preacher? Got to have a preacher. That's why we support missionaries. That's why we surrender ourselves to do whatever God wants us to do. If God says, Zach, I want you to go across the world and preach the gospel, I'm going to go. Because this earth is but a vapor. Life is here, life is gone. We think this is the whole world right here, but in reality, it's going to be gone before we realize it. We're going to be up in heaven. We're going to be living millions and millions of times longer than what we thought. So, and this is not life. This is just a temporary place. Notice the progression. Someone must preach so they can hear, so they can believe, and they can call and be saved. The gospel cannot travel by itself. It needs a preacher. And God uses people. The cry from afar says, send missionaries, send support missionaries, pray for missionaries, and be willing to become a missionary. The biggest thing we can do for our missionaries is pray for them. The battle is real. The sacrifices they have to go through, maybe the comfort of America, they give that up, or people may be attacking them. They could be dead the next day. They are surrendering their lives to God's ministry. And every nation deserves the opportunity to hear the gospel. The cry from afar says, come, tell us about Jesus. The last cry is a cry from beneath. We heard a cry from above. That's from God the Father says, come. A cry from afar says, I need to hear. And there's a cry from beneath that says, a cry of torment. Luke chapter 16, verse 23 and 24, it says, And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. This rich man was a man that he worried about himself. There's a Lazarus that's set by the gate, just begging for crumbs and scraps from the table, never received it. This is a man that thought he had it all. Then he died and woke up to a place of eternity called hell. Luke chapter 16, verse 27-28. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's place, my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. This is a cry from the rich man in hell. The cry that from above says, come. A cry from afar says, mercy. The cry from beneath says, it's too late. It's too late. Notice the rich man's cry. It was a conscious cry. He lifted up his eyes, and he knew exactly where he was. He knew there was no escape. He's heard about this. He's around all the religion that was taught, but never thought he needed it. He thought it was fake. But now he's still to this day, think about it, to this day, he is still burning and yelling, go tell people so they may not come to this place. It is a painful cry. I'm in torment in this flame. Hell is real. It's not just a thing we just talked about. God did not design hell for people. He created it for Satan himself. But we, as Adam and Eve, they took of the forbidden fruit, and sin came into this world. We all have sin, and it is natural to us now. Hell is real. Jesus spoke more about hell than anything else in the scripture. It was a hopeless cry. He wanted relief. He wanted another chance. He wanted someone to warn his family, but none of those requests could change his eternity. Luke chapter 16, verse 26 says, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. There is no escape from hell. There is nothing you can do once you are there. The cry from beneath is a warning to every living soul. No one has to go there. The cry from above is still sounding today. The cry, who will answer it? But one day, the cry, the opportunity will end. That cry will then stop. The cries in hell will still go, but there would no one else be able to get saved on this earth as alive. Warn them before it's too late. There are three cries sounding today. Just put yourself in their shoes. Imagine yourself in God's shoes up in heaven. It says, I've done everything. I've sent my son. He's paid for every sin there is. All we have to do is accept it. And then go. Accept the gospel. We know the truth. We have the cure of eternal life in our hands. And we have to go and tell others. Put yourself in his shoes. I've done it all. Why are y'all still struggling? If you have a problem, come to me. I can help you. I will get through this. I'll help you get through this. But why did I die on the cross if you're not going and telling others? I need you to go. And imagine yourself in the foreign country, never heard the gospel. Over in India, they have a caste system. They have the rich class, they have the working class, and they have the poor class. You would think that was it, but there's a class under the poor. They would call these, the nickname, they would call them the Dalits, the untouchables. They were so beneath the people, they were less than the dogs. And they would have to be good in this life, so in the next life, they would go into the next rank. And a lot of the religion made no sense. Like the grandma became a cow, all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of stuff over there, but I asked them, hey, do you remember your last life? And they said, no. I'm like, so technically, that last life is a different person. If you can't remember, that's not who you are anymore. Your life you're living today, your next life, you ain't gonna know anything about it because you ain't gonna remember. Memories that make who you are. And that made them think, and it's like, what am I doing? And hell is real, and these people have never heard the truth, and they need someone. As we put ourselves in their shoes, I want to know the truth. I go out, I talk to coworkers and things like that, and I understand we all want to know the truth. If someone disagrees with me, I'm okay with that because he believes in that, and that's okay. I want to know the truth just as much as he does. And there should never have to be a debate. We should be able to talk and just talk about God and find the truth. What is truth? If I'm wrong, I want to know. And there's a cry from beneath. Says, warn my brothers, putting yourself in this man's shoes, still burning to this day. Says, go so they may not come to this place, this awful place. Got a cry from above, says go. A cry from afar that says come. And a cry from beneath says, go tell my loved ones. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. I believe everybody here today is saved. Our job today is clear, is to go. We got to go tell the truth. We got those three cries saying, come, tell us. We need to know the truth. What are we going to do? Will you answer the cry from above? Will you answer the cry from afar? Will you answer the cry from beneath? The greatest thing as a Christian we can do today is to tell others about Jesus, about eternity before it's too late. I appreciate y'all coming today. I ask y'all to keep pastoring your prayers, keep them safe. I know it's a short sermon, so we get out early today. Oh, we need to do tithe. So, how do we need to do that, Benji? Tithe and offerings?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you want to collect it? Okay, let's pray before we collect. Dear Father, Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for this time to be able to speak, Lord, just a study I put together, Lord. Lord, I'm no great Christian, nowhere near it, Lord. Lord, I just want to have a willing heart, Lord, to do something for you, Lord. Lord, help people today to realize this life is but a vapor. We're only here temporary, Lord. Lord, tomorrow we're going to wake up and we're going to be up in heaven, Lord. Lord, it's, you have something special for everybody, Lord. May we answer that call, Lord. Lord, please help Pastor, keep him safe. He'll keep his family safe, Lord. Please help him have a great time, Lord. In your name, amen.